This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. When you think of grammar school, do you remember reading circle, doing long division, or is it easier to conjure images of the open-air clamor of recess? Maybe you can remember the bell ringing, unleashing peals of laughter, or those formative tests of daring and performance on the schoolyard, those arguments over the rules. Dan DeSorbo and Ben Applebaum think we should do less work and have more recess. They both work for fancy advertising firms and have together written several books encouraging people to do things that aren't considered productive, like playing beer pong or bar hopping. Their newest is Recess, From Dodgeball to Double Dutch, Classic Games for Players of Today. It's a guide to help kids and adults reclaim the playground state of mind and share it with others. And Dan DeSorbo is here with more. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You and Ben are both dads now, is that correct?
Correct.
So does that mean your days of writing about bar hopping and being a party animal books are over?
Maybe not. But for the time being, I'd say yes. Yeah, Ben actually has two girls, and I have two boys, which is funny.
So is this book more for parents or for kids?
We like to say it's for both. It's for everybody. We think recess, you know, primarily seen as a child activity, but I think adults can get a lot out of playing some of these games.
And some of them do feel nostalgic. I mean, there are rules for jacks and marbles. I mean, I think I've seen that on The Little Rascals or something like that. Is there a goal of sort of reviving these games?
Yeah, so a little bit of both. So, I mean, recess has been around, you know, since actually some of these games go back to, you know, 2800 BC. But the games themselves have been around since before the internet, so there's no sort of cohesive book of these games. So what we wanted to do was sort of make sure that they don't get lost to the screens of today and are still played throughout neighborhoods, throughout the world even.
Anything in particular you discovered while researching that you decided to play and really took a shine to?
Yeah, so, you know, with two boys at home, they're 6 and 3, so I wasn't able to play all these games with them, but I did try as many as I could, and one of the games that I was surprised was a big hit is marbles. I never played it as a kid, but when I started playing to figure out the best way to write these rules of these different games of marbles, my kids were in love with the game, so we still play, actually, daily, games of marbles.
Well, there are about 20 variations of optional four-square rules, including death rallies, frenzies, lumberjacks. How do you research this kind of book? Do you stand out and watch kids?
Yeah, so a little bit of everything. A lot of it was just, honestly, Ben and I just remembering the games that we played and putting our thoughts down. I mean, the beauty of these games, like I said before, is, you know, brothers pass them on to their sisters or their cousins or one generation passes it down to another. So there's that aspect of these games where we kind of encourage these regional, really almost made-up versions of some of these games. So for Foursquare, for example, you know, there is the traditional way to play, but like you just mentioned, depending on where you are, there might be 20 to 30 other rules out there that, you know, we want to make you aware of. And, you know, even try them out for yourself might make it more fun.
Well, there is a warning in the beginning of the book that starts, the games described in this book can be dangerous, and we're talking about more than scraped knees and bruised egos. And I look through them and I think, oh, pencil fights? You know, you're going to poke an eye out. So are you among those who think that kids today may be too coddled and could actually benefit by playing games that could get rough?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I think some of the rough games are maybe in people's heads, they think they're more violent than they need to be. You know, we wanted to present those games in a way that there is a chance that, you know, there might be a knee scrape or, you know, a ball to the head. But, you know, I mean, growing up, even hearing stories from my parents, we all went through these growing pains, I guess. So I don't think we need to be protecting our kids from a soft rubber ball. I think maybe we should be protecting them from some other things that could be a lot more dangerous.
There's one section in particular that we zoned in on. This was how to punch a friend. So
right.
We don't see this in all of your game books, but there are some pretty good tips in there about how to punch someone in a joking way. So explain the nuances there.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that goes back to you know, you do punch your friends. It's fun. It's something you do. We just try to outline a way where it's, you know, you're not going to hurt them, maybe to the point where they're going to go run home and need to see a doctor. So, you know, we teach you where to aim, so it's a little bit more of a loud smack rather than a harmful crunch, kind of a chummy pop. You know, don't go to hurt. I mean, yeah, there's a fine line between having fun, being competitive, and bullying,
man,
really. So we like to avoid the bullying part.
You also include celebration techniques, you know, how to jump up in the air when someone makes a home run and other victorious moments. Do you think that people are that out of touch that they can't even remember how to celebrate?
I do. I mean, part of the kind of setup for the book is, you know, don't be a poor sport. You know, so a lot of times now there's this, we're bragging when we win instead of celebrating, you know, the fun we just had or the great play somebody just made. Instead, it's more like, you know, trying to rub it in. So, yeah, a lot of these celebrations are more, how are we happy that we just had a great time rather than how do I make my opponent feel like, you know, they're a big loser.
So, okay, you're advocating that adults play these games, get in touch with their inner recessor.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Like, in the middle of the day at work, should we be, you know, finish lunch, the bell rings, we go out and play recess for a little while?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even need to be for, you know, a full 30 minutes. Like, even at my office, we have a small little basketball hoop. We have a couple other silly game setups that, you know, maybe we want to go over a meeting point where instead of just kind of sitting at a table going back and forth where, you know, we're playing a game of horse while we're still talking about the meeting. It actually, I think, makes your thought process a little more creative.
Well, Dan, thank you for playing.
Thanks for having me.
Dan DeSorbo, he's managing partner at PBNJ Design, also co-author with Ben Applebaum of Recess, From Dodgeball to Double Dutch, Classic Games for the Players of Today. They've co-authored several other books together, including The Book of Beer Awesomeness and The Book of the Party Animal. You'll find a link to more on their new book at wordofmouthradio.org.
Hey, good. Yeah. How you feeling?